and it doesn't seem as interesting and exciting to us as does looking at the fulfillment of prophecy that's taking place around us with the 9/11 disaster and the current president of the United States being so totally supportive of the Catholic Church, and on and on and on. There is so much happening in the world today that is demonstrating that the end is coming, that to take the time to carefully go through the history set forth in Daniel 10 through 12 may seem a little bit mundane, but brothers and sisters, this history has to be laid down in order to get the impact of these final verses of Daniel 11. And if you haven't reached the conviction that there is a specific message in Bible prophecy that's designed to bring revival into your life and the church's life, and ultimately God's people outside the church, it's a message that brings them to life to stand at the end as well. If you haven't seen that, then you may have a difficulty seeing the purpose of trudging through this material. But in any case, we're at the point, from my point of view, where things begin to have in this study will begin to have more of an impact, an interesting aspect, and start relating to what's going on here and now at the end of the world. And as we've went through, if it's as we've been going through this, if this passage that I'm suggesting is the passage designed by God to bring the final revival to God's people, the last six verses of Daniel 11, if this is truly the case, if that's what these verses are all about, they're not simply an interesting passage of prophecy, but they are the passage of prophecy that will parallel the understanding of prophecy that took place in the Midnight Cry time period of the Millerite movement. If these verses are actually of that nature, then logic tells us that Satan is going to do everything he can to prevent God's people from having a correct understanding of these verses. And more than that, brothers and sisters, as you realize that Satan's going to throw up stumbling blocks over these verses, then you realize that he's thrown up stumbling blocks to undermine these verses for many, many years. And this is the underlying motivation for the argument that has taken place about the daily in the Book of Daniel since 1901, since it began to be agitated in Adventism. Prior to 1901, there was consistent understanding that the daily was paganism, just as William.